Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salaamun Alaikum, children. Do you remember the sad events of the day of Ashura from our last story? Well, it was now the evening of the day of Ashura, and only Imam Sajjad and the women and children were left in the caravan of Imam Hussein. But yet, all of them stayed strong and brave in their tents. The breeze whistled a sad tune. The sun began to set and the sky darkened as if it too wanted to wear black to mourn for Imam Hussein. Ruqayya whispered,
"I miss Uncle Abbas."
Her sister Sakina hugged her tightly.
"Don't worry. Remember what Baba said? Allah is taking care of us."
Bibi Rabab kissed their foreheads.
"He sure is, my dears."
All of a sudden, there was a strange orange light in the darkness of the tent. Then smoke filled the air and the children began to cough. The pigeon knew that smell very well. Oh no, it was fire! He flew out to see what had happened. It was Yazid's men. They were setting the tents on fire. The pigeon blew at them and pecked them hard so they would stop. Bibi Zainab told her sister Bibi Umm Kulthum in a calm but urgent voice,
"Take the children and go far away from the tents. I will join you soon."
Bibi Umm Kulthum wasted no time. Her and Bibi Rabab and the other women quickly picked up the younger children and held the hands of the older children. And they all began running far away from the tents. Some of the children hadn't even had a chance to put on their shoes.
"Everyone hold hands and stay together, children,"
Bibi Rabab reminded them. The pigeon flew right behind Ruqayya and the children to make sure that they were all safe. He remembered something that brought tears to his eyes and warmed his heart in this cold night. He had seen Imam Hussein pick out all the thorns in this area the night before. Our kind and caring Imam had wanted to protect the little feet that would run in the desert barefoot. Soon, all of them stood together in a group. They were safe. They counted all the children to make sure nobody was lost. And then all the mamas held the children close to themselves. The pigeon scanned the surrounding area with his sharp black eyes to make sure nobody was lost. Then they waited for Bibi Zainab to join them. She was still near the tents, slowly helping Imam Sajjad because he was so ill. One of Yazid's men pushed her roughly.
"You are all our prisoners now. We have defeated Hussein and his family. Let's see what Yazid decides to do with you all."
"You can never defeat us. Allah is with us."
Bibi Zainab was so brave. Little Ruqayya watched her aunt proudly.
"I want to be just like Auntie Zainab when I grow up."
Finally, the fires had burnt out and Yazid's men had gone back to their own camps. But they had taken away all the pretty things that were in the tents. Little Ruqayya turned to her mama.
"Mama, if they had us, I would share my things with them. Why are they stealing? They even took my earrings."
Bibi Rabab hugged her tight and her eyes filled with tears. She loved this kind little girl so much.
"I know you would have, my sweetheart."
Sakina squeezed her hand comfortingly.
"We'll get you a new pair when we get to Medina, dear Ruqayya."
Ruqayya smiled a tiny smile.
"Medina."
How she longed to be back home in Medina. The pigeon rubbed his head against his little friend's cheek. It was hot and dusty. He cooed comfortingly. These men were so hard-hearted. How could they bear to hurt these little sweet children? They all sat together under the flag of Hazrat Abbas. Bibi Zainab kissed all the little children as they put their sleepy heads on their mama's laps.
Tell us a story, Auntie Zainab. I'm finding it hard to fall asleep.
She kissed Ruqayya's tired little eyes and nodded.
Sure, my heart.
And so the tired children slowly fell asleep, listening to her comforting voice in the desert breeze. The pigeon couldn't keep his eyes open either. He nodded off to sleep. But one time, when he woke up in the middle of the night, he saw the most beautiful sight. He saw Bibi Zainab quietly praying her secret night prayers. Even after such a long and hard day, she was thanking Allah. He fell asleep again, listening to her quiet whisper. Isn't that so special, children? The next morning, the army of Yazid came to take them all away. A row of camels stood in a line, ready for a long journey. Ruqayya remembered how they had left Medina in a similar way. Only this time, the camels didn't have soft saddles or beautiful shades. And Uncle Abbas wasn't there to lift them onto the camels.
Mama, I miss Medina.
Bibi Rabab squeezed her little hand comfortingly.
I know, my love. Come, let me lift you onto the camel.
As the caravan of Imam Hussein was leaving the land of Karbala behind them, the pigeon flew over the battlefield one last time. He saw all the brave men sleeping peacefully under the sun. He saw the women waving goodbye sadly and crying quietly for their martyrs, for their shuhada. But even though they were sad, they were strong. They comforted the little children and whispered to Allah,
O Allah, help us. O Allah, accept from us.
Bibi Zainab told them,
My dear family, don't be sad. My grandfather Rasulullah had promised that one day this land will be filled with our friends. A beautiful haram will be built for my brother Hussein.
Little Ruqayya's eyes shone like little stars when she heard this. She closed her eyes and imagined the beautiful haram with its glittering golden dome. And its tall minarets, all surrounded by their friends.
Insha'Allah,
she whispered. The little pigeon fluttered his wings too. He dreamt of flying around the golden dome and resting on its highest minaret. You see, children, Yazid wanted Imam Hussein and his family to be forgotten. He tried to hurt them. He tried to stop others from following them. But he failed so badly. Just look at who has truly won now. Nobody remembers Yazid with love. In fact, whoever learns about this story hates him. And everyone loves Imam Hussein and tries to follow what he has taught us. Have you seen how millions and millions of people walk to Karbala on Arba'een? People from every corner of the world come, crying and remembering Imam Hussein. And on the way to Karbala, there are mokibs or mawakib where kind strangers say, You are the guests of Imam Hussein. And so they give everyone free food and drinks and hugs and even massage their tired feet. On the way to Karbala, you can see little children waving flags and chanting, Ya Hussein. And at night, people sit together and listen to the stories of Karbala. They cry and pray, and everyone feels so close to Imam Hussein. When they finally reach Karbala and they see the golden dome shining bright like the sun, they run to Imam Hussein's grave and say, "Labbaik ya Hussein." The blessed land of Karbala is filled with lovers of Imam Hussein, just as the Holy Prophet had promised. I know all of you who aren't in Karbala today are longing to be there, and I pray that all of us get to go soon, inshallah. So, my dear children, our story ends here. If you enjoyed these stories, then do send us a message. Tell us your favorite part or what you learned. I'd love to hear from you. Please keep me and my friends and all the oppressed people of the world, especially the small children just like you in Palestine, in your kind du'as. Let's end by saying, "Labbaik ya Hussein," like in all our previous stories, which means, "Here we are, O Imam Hussein, and we are waiting for your grandson Imam Mahdi to come soon. We want to help him fill this world with goodness, inshallah." Labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Hussein.